Now, it's 25 past eight, and we've been helping the internet blow out its candles today because it's not just this show's birthday. It's also 30 years since the first ever website was made. It was on this day in 1991 that the inventor Tim Berners-Lee first put the website online. And from it came, obviously, many more inventions, including the webcam. Genius on the one hand, disastrous if you're a radio presenter with a webcam, means you've got to put makeup on. Awful. Now, Cambridgeshire has a bit of a history when it comes to webcams. Best story ever. Cambridge-based computer scientist Quentin Stafford Fraser developed the Trojan Room coffee pot webcam. Quentin, I am so excited you're with us this morning. I was begging our team to track you down so you could share this story with us. I'm so glad that you're in Cambridgeshire still.
I am very pleased to be here, but I'm afraid I haven't got my makeup on either.
No, it's fine. Thank goodness for that. We don't have a webcam here. Thank goodness. I had it disabled. Now, I genuinely think a film should be made about this story. It might be a quiet film. It might not have, you know, the rip-roaring adventure that a Hollywood film might have. But it's a story worthy of celebrating. Please tell us the story of the Trojan Room coffee pot webcam.
Right. Well, I should explain. First of all, the Trojan Room was a lab in the old university computer lab, which was in the center of town. It's in what's now the David Attenborough building, which is just above the new Zoological Museum, the wonderful new Zoological Museum. If people have been to that, I'd recommend it. But anyway, back in those days, it was a rather grim computer lab, and it's a tower, one of the ugliest buildings in central Cambridge.
Again, the perfect start to a Hollywood movie.
That's right. How could anything good come out of this grim place? But the thing about the tower was that I was in a research group with lots of other people, and some of them lived in the same room, were studying in the same room anyway with me, and some of them were several floors up the tower. But we all shared one rather unappealing coffee pot, just a standard sort of filtered drip machine. And the coffee was pretty awful, but it was only drinkable at all if you got it when it was really fresh. And so the people who weren't in the same room, I sat next to the coffee pot, so I was lucky. But people who were further away up the tower, they always got really stale coffee because they never knew when a fresh pot had been brewed. And we had been working on sending TV signals, multimedia, video, audio over computer networks, something which was quite new back in 1991. And so we had various bits of kit left lying around from these experiments, including a camera that you could connect to a computer. So actually it was a video camera, but we had a special capture card on the computer that could grab images from it. So I got this camera, and a friend and I pointed it at the coffee pot, gripped it in a kind of retort stand thing, and we pointed this at the coffee pot, and we wrote some software that would grab the image of the pot just, you know, every 20 seconds or so, and would display it as a little icon-sized picture in the corner of your screen. And so everybody in our group ran this, and it meant that just by glancing down to the corner of your screen, you could see whether the coffee pot was full or empty or filling up or going down. And so that was our networked coffee pot. But that was before the web. Actually, it wasn't before the web. It was the web had just started. So it was almost exactly 30 years ago today, actually, that we did this as well. And the web had started. But in the early days of the web, it couldn't display images. It just displayed text pages. And you could, you know, change the color of the text and the size of the font and things. But it was only a couple of years later that web browsers got the ability to display an image. And when they did that, we were wondering what happens when your web browser connects to your web server and says, give me an image, if the web server doesn't give you back the same image every time. Because we didn't know what would happen. Would the web browser cache it? Would it fall over? Who knew what would happen? So we wanted to find a source of constantly changing images that we could try this with. And we thought, aha, the coffee pot.
The coffee pot camera.
So anyway, that's how it started, and it meant that people then didn't need to run our special software in the lab to be able to see the coffee pot image. They just needed one of these newfangled web browsers. And as a side effect, it meant that everybody in the world could see how much coffee was in our coffee pot. And so it became a bit of a star of the early internet, because there wasn't very much on the web at that point.
But Quentin, do you realise what you started? Because back then in 1991, it was the coffee pot. 10 years ago, we all spent a week staring at a puddle in the Midlands or the North East somewhere because nobody could cross it. We've got Peregrine's Falklands in Ely Cathedral that we've all watched. There's zoos all over the world that where we sit there mesmerised by animals doing nothing. What have you started?
Well, I think back in the early days, it was sort of a little bit like magic, even though it was a really, really dull image. It's about the dullest thing you could, you know, we could have filmed paint drying, maybe, but that would have been about the only thing that would have been duller. So, but if you think about it back then, most of the web was just sort of plain static pages, and you would go through these documents and you'd click through, and suddenly there'd be a little window which popped you out into the real world again, and you'd see a live picture of somewhere you'd never been, probably wow. never been. And in those days, people had seen live pictures from other places in the world, but that was only when big broadcasting companies went and put outside broadcast bands there. There was no way that you could set up something to enable a live view of where you are now, or what's important to you, or what's outside your pub, or, you know, whether the ferry has arrived. All those things suddenly became, you know, relatively easy and affordable, and the web made it very easy for people to distribute that as well, much easier than an outside broadcast van.
Quentin, I've enjoyed chatting to you so much, but I do feel like you owe me about half my life back because of the time that I've spent staring at webcams. It's been a joy to chat to you. We're going to have to go to the news, but you will come on again, won't you? I think I could chat to you for hours about this issue.
Call me whenever you need it.
Thank you. And happy birthday, 30 years on from the Trojan Room coffee pot webcam scenario. Great story. Hollywood beckons. I wonder who would get to play Quentin. Anyway, I'm getting distracted. Good morning, 8:31.